a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. Would you please silence your cell phones, put them on vibrate, or turn them off? Thank you. And with that, we'll have the secretary call the roll.
Senators Cutler, Hansen,
here.
Krebs, Maher,
here.
Hunstad,
here.
Frisley,
here.
Valley,
here.
Five present.
We have a quorum. Senator Krebs is excused, and Senator Cutler told me she has a bill that she has to pitch somewhere. I looked at her and I says, don't pitch it, ditch it, you know. But anyway, she will be here as soon as she is through with her bill in another committee. At this point, I want to welcome everyone that is here in the room and also to those of you that are listening in on the internet. The minutes have been provided in your black books, and at this point, the chair would entertain a motion to accept or those minutes.
We approve the minutes.
Senator Hansen has moved that we approve the minutes. Is there a second? Senator Frisley seconds that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as provided in the book. This morning we have two pages. If you would make your way to one of the microphones and tell us who you are and what your plans are for the future.
I'm Zane Frederick. I'm from here in Pierre. I'll be going to USD next year for business and criminal justice.
Hi, is this on?
Yes.
Shelby Simon from Eagle Butte, and I want to go to SDSU for animal and range science.
All right. If anyone does have anything that they want to pass out, please give them to a page. They will distribute them, and they'll distribute them behind the senators. If you have are planning on testifying, please sign in at the podium at the front so that we know who you are and the secretary can make sure she gets your name spelled correctly. I think that is about it, unless anybody has anything. If not, we will start public testimony on House Bill 1019. Proponents for House Bill 1019.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Doug Hofer. I'm the Director of Parks and Recreation for the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. House Bill 1019 is a bill that the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks requested be introduced to change the licensing period for snowmobiles from 2 years to 1 year. The bill also cuts the fee in half, which basically means that there is no change in the fee associated with this bill. It would still be the same amount if you amortize it over the two-year period. This is another step in modernizing the licensing system that the legislature and the Department of Motor Vehicles have worked on for several years. Back in 2008, legislation was adopted by the legislature that staggered the system for both boats and snowmobiles, similar to the way it is done with trailers, motor vehicles, ATVs, any other motorcycle, any other type of a conveyance that requires a license in South Dakota. In 2010, the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission promulgated rules that eliminated the three-year option for boats. That's done through the rulemaking process. That authority had been granted from the legislature to the commission. And in an effort to basically standardize the licensing system so that the county treasurers could provide boat licenses in the same manner that all other licensors are granted under the new staggered system, that change was necessary. This would basically be the last step in that process. The two-year license obviously is found in statute in 32.59.1. By doing this, there's really three advantages, I believe, that come into play or come to mind. The first is that it obviously would make it much easier for the county treasurers to administer the snowmobile license if it's consistent with all the other licenses that we're offering. From the snowmobiler standpoint, we've worked with the Snowmobile Advisory Council that is appointed by the governor that represents snowmobilers in the state. They've endorsed this on the basis that it will really allow the snowmobile license to be sold online, just like all the other licenses, which is certainly a feature that they support. They want to see the snowmobile license option to buy it online granted to snowmobiles, just like it is all the other conveyances. And then lastly, it's an advantage to law enforcement that is basically administering or monitoring the licensing of snowmobiles. Under the staggered system, as you know, there are basically two colors of stickers that are in play at any given time given the staggered system. With the two-year license, that means that we have four colors that are in play at any given time, and it's confusing or difficult to administer out in the field from that standpoint. But I think the most important basis for this change is that it really allows the licensing system to be consistent with all the other licenses. Deb Hilmer is here this morning from the Department of Motor Vehicles. She intends to testify in this bill as well, so I stand by for any questions once everybody has testified. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1019. Welcome, Ms. Hilmer.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deb Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. And we do rise in support of this bill. It is the last one of our licenses that was different. It puts it into uniformity with all the other licenses. So when you go online to register, you'll be able to register all of the vehicles on a yearly basis. And we think it's good government. Makes it easy for the consumer. If the question comes down the road that we want to go to a multi-year licensing, then we can have that discussion with all of our types of vehicles, not just with specific ones. And then we can address the issues for the multiple types of decals that would be out there. But we think that this is the last one. It puts it into uniformity with all of our other licenses, and we do support this bill. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1019. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Myron Rao, President and Registered Lobbyist for the South Dakota Automobile Dealers Association. Why auto dealers? We also represent the power sport dealers, which are the people that sell snowmobiles. We also rise in support of this. So basically, this is a me too. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rao. Further proponents of House Bill 1019. Further proponents of House Bill 1019. Last call for proponents of House Bill 1019. We'll now move to opponents. Opponents of House Bill 1019. Any opponents of House Bill 1019? Last call for opponents of House Bill 1019. There are no opponents, so there will be no need for rebuttal. We'll open it up for questions by the committee. We're still on public part of it. We're moving a little fast, but we'll get there shortly. Any questions by the committee? If there are no questions by the committee, we'll close for public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action. Senator Hunstead.
I had my chance.
Go ahead. It's been moved by I had two things going through my mind at the same time. Shouldn't try and do that. Been moved by Senator Maher, signed by Senator Hansen. Do pass on House Bill 1019. Are there any comments on that motion? There are no comments. We'll vote now on House Bill 1019. Those in favor, please vote aye. Those opposed, vote nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Cutler, Hansen,
aye.
Krebs, Maher,
aye.
Hunstad,
aye.
Brisley,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Five ayes.
House Bill 1019 has received a majority vote by the committee and will move to the floor. Do pass. Senator Hansen.
May I move that we put this on the consent calendar?
You sure can. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Frisley to put House Bill 1019 on the consent calendar. Is there anyone opposed? Any opposition? If there is no opposition, House Bill 1019 will go to the Senate floor on the consent calendar. And what we will do is, I believe it was Senator Maher that made that motion, so we will allow you to pitch that to the caucus. And I guess, Senator Hunstad, you will take it to your caucus.
I don't believe I will, but in case I'm there.
Thank you. All right. We will move on. We will now open public testimony to House Bill 1031. House Bill 1031. Welcome, Ms. Hilmer.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deb Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. This is an agency bill that's being brought to you to implement a license renewal fee for our international fuel tax agreement. So this is our motor carrier industry. Under the IFTA licenses, they're not only licensing for South Dakota, but they're also licensing for 57 other jurisdictions. So we have the Canadian jurisdictions that are members of the International Fuel Tax Agreement, as well as all of the contiguous United States. During the last 3 years, the department has developed a new computer system that will allow our IFTA carriers to electronically file and pay their quarterly fuel tax returns. The yearly maintenance cost of the system, however, went from about $90,000 to $120,000. The fees that we are requesting in this bill are user fees and are designed to cover some of the costs of the addition or the additional costs of the upgrades to the system. The license and renewal fee is a $10 fee that we would charge on a yearly basis when they come in to renew their IFTA license, which they are required to do each and every year. Currently, right now, we charge 50 cents for our decals, and these are decals that are required by the IFTA agreement that be placed on the trucks of the motor carriers. Our actual cost to have the decals made is $1.20. So we are asking for a decal fee to be set at $1.50. And the reason we asked for the $1.50 was so that we didn't have to come back in a year or so if the cost of the product to make the decals had increased. The mailing fee, the dollar mailing fee that you have in the bill, is very consistent with all of the rest of our mailing fees that we charge. So when you go in to renew, if you do renewal by mail or through the internet, you are charged a dollar mailing fee. This is very consistent with that charge. So what you have before you really is a bill that has a number of fees in it. And they are user fees, and they are to support the IFTA program. And we do ask that you support the bill so that we can generate the revenue. It is only about the additional revenue generated is about $40,000 is what we would generate with these fees. So, and that will cover the majority of our costs for our decals as well as for our enhancements to the IFTA electronic filing system. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1031. Further proponents of House Bill 1031. Welcome, Mr. Rao.
Good morning again, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Myron Rao, President, Registered Lobbyist for the South Dakota Trucking Association this time. Again, a Me Too bill. Director Hilmer came to the Trucking Association board meeting in January and explained this and explained the additional fees. We had no resistance. So again, a Me Too. We rise in support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1031. Further proponents of House Bill 1031. Last call for proponents of House Bill 1031. Any opponents of House Bill 1031? Any opponents? Last call for opponents of House Bill 1031. There appear to be no opponents, so there's no need for rebuttal. We'll open it up now for questions by the committee. Senator Hunstead.
Let me start with a question instead of a move to do pass. I'm just doing this because we ought to have a question. Please, yes. I understand you had explained this and talked through it with the Trucking Association, and that was really good. But since then, apparently, the House saw some reason to make some amendments to this because it's engrossed. So would you walk me through what we changed and some of the concerns of why we did that?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Senator Hunstead, for the question. I probably should have addressed it. That when we originally introduced the bill, we introduced it with a $25 initial license fee. And the House Transportation Committee felt that that was probably a little too excessive, and so they wanted to put it the same for renewal as for licensing. I was fine with that because what we're really, really probably will do in the future after we get some statistics and some costs around it is we may come back with a reinstatement fee. Because sometimes what we see with these licensees is they'll come in and they'll license with us and then they won't fulfill their requirements. And the thing that's important about the IFTA license is that when you obtain the IFTA license, you're not only licensing for the state of South Dakota, but you're licensing for 57 other jurisdictions. So we as a state have a responsibility to collect that information and distribute that so that states get the revenues that they need for the support of their highway systems from our motor carriers. So it's very important that our carriers file these tax returns. And we do have a number of carriers that will become delinquent, will end up canceling or revoking their licenses, and then they'll turn around and come back in and get reinstated. And so what we'll probably do down the road, Senator, is come back in with some good statistics about what those numbers are and what the cost is associated with the work that has to be done when that happens. So that's kind of a long answer to the amendment to why it was made, but we probably should have not come in with a higher license fee, but probably come in with a reinstatement fee. But we weren't to the place where we had that good data that we needed, so I talked with the staff and asked them to compile that data, and then we can come back in at a later date if we need to do that. So thank you.
I have a question. When I get my, do you call it a license, an IFTA license, if I don't make my, is it a monthly report and or quarterly or whatever it is? How do I can still buy fuel? So how do you monitor that situation? Is it just at a truck stop that they get stopped and their license is expired, or how does that monitor?
excuse me, Mr. Chairman. What happens with that is the license is issued and it's done on a yearly basis, and that's why we have the yearly renewal, so that you don't get out 4 or 5 years from us and not have filed or paid the taxes that you owe. We then send you quarterly tax returns that you're required to file and pay with us. If you don't, we send you notices that says you have not filed this return. We give you X number of time to do that. If you don't do it, then we do what we call a jeopardy assessment, which is based on past history of your mileage. Then once, if you don't pay that, then we actually go through a revocation process. We file liens and do the revocation process. So it's kind of a lengthy process that we end up having to do with some of these. We're trying to do a much better job of educating the taxpayer up front of the importance of the license and the requirements that surround it, because it used to be motor carriers had to go and obtain individual licenses with all 57 states if they were traveling in all of those states. So this was a great benefit to the trucking industry to be able to license with your home state, file in your home state, and deal with your home state. And we want to make ourselves very accessible to our motor carriers and educating them that this is very important type of license that they get and they need to adhere to the filing of the information with us. And that's one of the reasons why we developed the electronic filing system, was to try to make it one more step of ease that they can just go in, they complete the return. Because you can imagine if you're traveling in 57 jurisdictions and somebody's trying to encode all of that data from 57 jurisdictions, a lot of times there's errors in that data when it's being encoded. So we have a lot of back-end work of going back and looking at tax returns and trying to decipher somebody's writing on these little small lines. So the electronic filing one will really allow them to file that information, calculate it, and the tax return will be done correctly. So we're hoping that we'll see some benefits and won't have to come back for any additional increases, but that's to be seen down the road, and we hope to be able to educate our carriers that license with us on the importance of this license and the value that it brings to them and the ability that gives them to be able to travel freely in those other jurisdictions. So I know that was a long answer,
Mr. Chairman. That's a good answer.
I hope it was beneficial.
And there's no way I can still do it with paper. It doesn't mean that I can't. And as I remember as a kid unloading semis, that they would have a plate and there would be a decal for each state that they traveled in. And I thought that was always cool. I'd want to see what states they were traveling in as a little kid. But don't need that anymore.
Nope.
All right. Further questions? Senator Hunstead.
Well, it's really not a question, Mr. Chairman, but it's a little statement. Clearly, we've changed and we've had a benefit for those folks that are going through this, but they will forget very rapidly all of what they used to have to do and the benefits of your system. So it will require continuing education to let them know that as these fees are increased, that we have to do this, but we're really doing their work for them. And so I applaud your educational efforts to keep the carriers informed that this is a benefit for them, and we're willing to do it, but it's cost something. Right. Thank you.
Further questions on 1031? There are no further committee questions on 1031. We'll close the public testimony and open it up for committee discussion and or action. Senator Hunstead.
Let me try this again. I would move to pass on House Bill 1031.
It's...
Am I right?
Been moved by Senator Hunstead. Do pass. Is there a second? Signed by Senator Hansen. Any discussion on that motion? If there is no discussion on that motion, we will take a vote on do pass on Senate Bill 1031. Those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Cutler, Hansen,
aye.
Krebs, Maher,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Five ayes.
House Bill 1031 has received a majority vote and will go to the floor as do pass.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Frisley.
Would it be proper to move consent at this time?
No, you know, it really wouldn't, because this has got money involved and we can't put it on the consent calendar.
Well, I try.
But I really appreciate you trying, because we went till 9 o'clock last night, and the more we can get on the consent calendar, the better. But do appreciate that effort, Senator Frisley.
Thank you.
We will now move on to House Bill 1032. So we'll take proponents on House Bill 1032.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Deb Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. This is truly just a repealer. This piece of legislation was one that we missed in the past. This was, just to give you a little history, this was done back when we had the organizational plates. And before we moved to the plate with owner, the organizational plate stayed with the owner. So it was an exception to the rule of our processes. This allowed for a somebody to obtain a permit, or a $15 permit, when they sold their vehicle, so that the new purchaser had something to run on for 15 days. That's no longer necessary because of the plate with owner process that we put into place. So it's really just a repealer of language that's no longer necessary. So basically all the bill does. We'd appreciate your support.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1031. Further proponents of House Bill 1031. Last call for proponents of House Bill 1031. We'll move to opponents of House Bill 1031. Any opponents of House Bill 1032? Sorry, 1032. Any opponents of 1032? Last call for opponents of House Bill 1032. If there are none, there is no need for rebuttal. And we'll move to questions on House Bill 1032. Any questions on House Bill 1032? Appearing that there are no questions for House Bill 1032, we'll close to public testimony and open it up for committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Frisley.
I would move due pass.
Then moved by Senator Frisley for due pass. Is there a second? Second by Senator Hansen. Any discussion on that motion?
I don't think so.
No discussion on that motion, so we'll now move to the vote on House Bill 1032. Those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, say nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senators Cutler, Hansen, aye. Krebs, Maher,
aye.
Hunstad,
aye.
Frisley,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Five ayes.
House Bill 1032 has received a majority vote and will move to the floor at due pass. Senator Frisley. Senator Frisley has moved consent calendar on House Bill 1032. Is he supported by anyone? Is there a second? Been seconded by Senator Hansen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed to moving House Bill 1032 to the consent calendar? It's been so moved, and there are no objection. We will move House Bill 1032 to the consent calendar. At this point, I'm going to need to assign.
That's right.
We need to assign some bills. The one that did not receive consent calendar was 1031. Senator Hunstad, will you be here? Do you want to take that one on the floor?
I don't believe I'll be here.
Okay, because I know you said you were going to be gone, so.
But to follow up with that, I may be gone for the rest of the session. My intern will continue to be here, because otherwise there won't be anyone in our caucus that will know anything about these bills. So I would like to ask you personally to make sure that he is involved and has enough information, if there's handouts or whatever it takes to make sure that our caucus does know as we move into the future. And I hope I'll be back so that that isn't a problem, but I do not expect
Okay, Senator, thank you. And if you do want anything, and we appear to have forgotten, please do not hesitate to come up and ask us for something that maybe was a handout that you didn't get a copy of. So make sure that the – and it'll be different pages. So I would admonish the pages to make sure that he gets it, but we'll be having different pages at that point probably. So, okay, with that, I am going to assign House Bill 1031 to Senator Hansen. To describe that one on the floor, since it's he's chairman of tax and it has a little bit to do with tax, so we're going to put it down your alley then, Senator Hansen. The other two bills are on consent. I don't think there will be a problem, but if they are pulled off or for any reason, Senator Maher, would you take 1019, and Senator Frisley, will you take 1032? All right. Any other business to come before the committee? If been moved by Senator Hansen that we adjourn, is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Hunstad. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. We are adjourned.